rather than beginning with the proof of claim, decided we wanted to skip ahead in the presentation to Section 363 sales. We really enjoy being up here and like talking, and I was a little bit afraid that we might go over. And I did not want to give this particular topic too little time. So we're going to start off with the Section 363 sale, and in particular a case that John flagged for me several months ago, that he said, if we're going to be doing a presentation, Eric, we have to talk about the Noble Energy versus ConocoPhillips decision from the Texas Supreme Court in 2017. So that's where we're going to start. So just to level set and make sure we understand the case and sort of the facts that we're talking about, Conoco and a company called Alma entered into a agreement where they basically swapped oil and gas interests. The exchange agreement provided that each party would indemnify the other for environmental claims related to the properties received. Pretty straightforward transaction. Subsequent to that, Alma had the nerve to go off and file for bankruptcy. And in the course of that bankruptcy proceeding, they entered.
Can I interrupt you one second?
Oh, sure.
I want to, for the since this is an oil and gas presentation, I want to make sure that everybody notes that that agreement that Eric just described was recorded in the county where the property was located. Back to you, Eric.
But John, who actually reads the documents that are recorded in the?
Well, I will tell you that your malpractice carrier certainly hopes that you do.
That's true. That's a very good point to raise. So I think we're going to be planting that seed to come back to that in a few minutes.
Yeah, and if we need to, we'll get George Snell and Jasper Mason back up here to reprise what they said yesterday.
That's true. Okay.
All right.